Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1093, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we're just going through some various different interesting cases, which whereby the order of Brachos, Kedima B'Brachos, those halachas would not apply for whatever the reason might be. So there's another case that interesting which comes up sometimes whereby somebody has a suffix. It comes up sometimes and possibly in certain soups. Mishnah Berurah talks about depending on the soup, depending on the situation, whereby sometimes we're going to be told, sometimes we're going to say that we make, let's say you have to make a mezonos, and you have to make a question of possibly making a shahakal or possibly making a mezonos, right? Sometimes you'll have a soup with certain mezonos in it, and it's a very small amount. Mishnah Berurah talks about it. Or it's a question what the mezonos is there for, right? So that's the story. So let's say possibly the person is going to take something else to make a mezonos and have that mezonos, let's say in the soup or the cereal, whatever it might be, whatever the case might be, for whatever reason. Sometimes there's certain questions on certain ingredients, maybe possibly. So you want to make, let's say you'll make a mezonos on something else to cover. Now the question is, could be that mezonos also covered the shahakal, and maybe there's a question on the shahakal, let's say, in this cereal or in this soup, possibly. Again, the Mishnah Berurah talks about a case which really doesn't come up so much nowadays, barley soup in general, in some Reish Ches. Mishnah Berurah talks about barley soup. Barley soup in general is a mezonos. You make a mezonos. Whenever you have mezonos, you make a mezonos. But the Mishnah Berurah talks about if there was mamash, a couple of pieces of barley thrown in there, and it was just like mamash floating around, which again, today in general, we don't have. Years ago, people, because of the aneas and so on, they didn't have money, whatever. So these cases did come up. But be it as it may, but the situation is, which could arise sometimes because of the question that it's a suffix on the whole thing, putting aside a minute that soup, but then just a general case whereby the person, if they make a mezonos, so they'll make a mezonos, let's say, on something else to cover the mezonos because it's questionable. But now the question is, what about, it's also a question on the shahakal pot, on the liquid pot, right? Let's say in a case in time, that's the question. So if they make the mezonos first, so now it's a question if it's going to cover the now it becomes a question if it's going to cover the shahakal also, because lemaisa mezonos covers the shahakal. So in that case, the Mishnah Berurah says to make first the shahakal. It's interesting to make first the shahakal, because the shahakal is definitely not going to cover the mezonos part. The mezonos part could cover the shahakal. Like if, let's say, a person has a regular barley soup, a person is eating Cheerios or something like that. So, right? So it's only mezonos. There's no shahakal, right? But if it's a question, if something comes up whereby it's a question, for whatever the reason might be, or maybe possibly it's a question on the way it was made. Sometimes there are, especially nowadays, certain things are made from almond flour. Say for Hilchos Brachos brings down, and sometimes a person has a question, is this thing really mezonos? Is it not mezonos? Is it possibly shahakal? So he brings down an interesting case on page Reish Mem Zion. So in other words, the point is, if this type of a case does come up, whereby it's a suffix, but then we tell you to make the shahakal first. So he brings down, because of the fact that if you make the mezonos, it could be already covered the shahakal. So therefore you make the shahakal first, sort of like to make sure the mezonos was not covered. And then whatever the case is, you're making the mezonos on something else, and that'll cover the mezonos. So there's just a case he brings down. Im Sheyakim, he brings down the Varech al-Khashiv. So he says, if when you make the bracha on the thing that's more khashiv, which in this case, let's say I have two pieces of cake in front of me, two cookies or whatever, and I'm not sure. One of them is regular cake, right? One of them I know for sure is regular cake, flour, whatever. The other one is a good chance that it's made from almond flour. Now, almond flour is shahakal. But it's a question over there. So he brings down yachnis besafik. So in that case, you would make in general, you try and make a bracha on something else. But let's say you don't have, so then shahakal for sure is going to cover, right? Shahakal covers everything in the case of time of a safik, at least for sure, that much. If a person can't get out of it, they can't ask, they can't find out. Worst case scenario, a person makes a shahakal, it does cover everything. Again, if a person has no way of finding out and they just flat out don't know. So he says, So again, we want to keep in mind that a shahakal, you know, at least that much of the bracha you have, and b'diavad it's good. So he brings down, you have the two pieces of cake in front of you. One is for sure mezonos, and one, the other one, you're not sure. Could be it's made out of almond flour, could be it's made out of whatever, let's say corn flour. I'm just giving examples, right? Whereby there's no wheat mixed in. But it's a question of mezonos or shahakal. So what do I do? So he says, so then also the same thing. He says you could flip it. You could do the same thing and flip. In other words, make the shahakal first. Make the bracha on the one that's less chashiv first, on the one that's a question of a shahakal, right? For example, like he says, you have two cookies in front of you, or you have two pieces of cake in front of you, and one of them is a vada mezonos. One we know for sure is mezonos, right? And one of them is a suffix, that it could be a shahakal, could be mezonos, because in a way you're not sure how that one was made. But you know one for sure is mezonos, and then he says, make first the bracha, yaktim levarch shahakal ala suffix. First make the bracha of shahakal on the one that's questionable, right? Because at least that much you'll have the shahakal. If you can't make a shahakal on something else, you should make a shahakal on a drink or something else and have in mind that piece of cake, that cookie, whatever that's in question. And then you make the mezonos on the cake that's a vadai, right? You make a mezonos on the cake that's a vadai. That's what should be done. And in that case, you could make the mezonos first. But let's say I have nothing else. I only have these two things in front of me. One is for sure mezonos, right? This piece of cake. And one is a possible shahakal. And I have nothing else. I don't have a drink. I have nothing else to make the bracha on. So he says, if you make the bracha on the mezonos, right? So that's a problem, because I read machmas a suffik, because it is suffik, it could be that you can't make leyachal levarich ala ugashni, and maybe it already covered the other piece of cake, because that's either mezonos or shahakal, so possibly you cover the cake. So you want to make a shahakal on the piece of cake that's in question first, that's how he says, and then you make the mezonos on the other piece of cake that's a vadai mezonos, that's a for sure mezonos. That's interesting. But again, if you have something else to make the bracha and you always want to try and get out of it, I have a drink, I'm thinking a drink anyways, so make the shahakal on the drink and have in mind that piece of cake, and then but first make the mezonos on the regular cake and then make the shahakal on the drink and have in mind that other piece of cake that could be also shahakal. But if you have nothing else, then he says do like we said in the Mishnah Berurah, just flip the order to make sure that the, because if you make the mezonos first and that's all you're doing, could be already covered, so now the making a shahakal could be a bracha shein etzricha. So you make first the shahakal on the questionable cake, right, and then you make the mezonos on the other cake, which a shahakal is not going to cover the cake that you know for sure is mezonos, because you have to make a mezonos. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Racha Kol Tuv.